faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see, and all I have needed Thy hands hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. And great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, every morning new mercies I see, and all I have needed Thy hands have provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So faithful to me.
Hello and welcome to St. Stephen's United Church online worship from here in sunny Qualicum Beach. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Please join me in today's call to worship. Put your worries and troubles aside. Come and sit at the feet of our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. Listen to his teachings and learn from them. Come, let us worship together. If you usually light a candle for worship, let's do that together now. And remember that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he guides us back to God. Please pray with me. O Lord, our Master, Healer, Redeemer, we come seeking rest and renewal from the demands and pressures of our daily lives. Hear our hearts as we surrender them before you. May the peace and restoration that comes from being still in your holiness infuse our souls and bring renewal to us. We love you, we adore you. Jesus, you are our all in all. Amen. Would you join me in today's prayer of confession? O God, often we are quick to complain about all that we have to do and forget that we should be thankful for every opportunity to serve you and to serve others in your name. Teach us to take time to sit at your feet and learn the lessons that will enable us to do the work you have for us with grateful and joy-filled hearts. Amen.
In Psalm 15, the psalmist declares that those who speak the truth from their heart will abide in God's sanctuary. God hears the difficult truths that we confess to him, and his promise is that we will be with him is sure. So let this wonderful gift of God's forgiveness flow into you and through you. And may the abundance of God's mercy and grace set you free, free to serve and live in love. This is good news. Thanks be to God, and God's people say, Amen.
Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, from the Message translation. As they continued their travel, Jesus entered a village. A woman by the name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She had a sister, Mary, who sat before the master, hanging on every word he said. But Martha was pulled away by all she had to do in the kitchen. Later, she stepped in, interrupting them. "Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand." The master said, "Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. Only one thing is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her." The word of God for God's people.
Do you remember the feeling of being a child and waking up on the first day of summer holidays? I remember feeling like I could finally breathe a great big sigh of relief, because for the next 2 months, the hectic pace of life in the school year would stop. No rushing to get up and be ready and out the door in time to catch the bus before it came. I could put my backpack away in my closet, grab my swimsuit, and I could live in it for the next 2 months if I wanted. I was lucky enough to grow up actually at Sprout Lake, and so I actually did virtually live in my bathing suit most summers for the entire 2 months. That morning was just that feeling of relief, a chance now to play and rest and just enjoy whatever the day brought. I still associate that feeling with summer months, when the rhythms of life shift and the pace slows, and there just seems to be more room for what I would have then called just fun, but I now realize was actually just plain, simple, wonderful joy. I'm thinking that we could all use a little of that this year. I really think that we need a summer when we can slip into those summer rhythms once again. Many people have described these last two pandemic years as being like living in the movie Groundhog Day, 2 years of living virtually the same day over and over and over again, 2 years of one season being very much the same as the last, as we all kind of lived on pause, waiting for life to resume. That certainly speaks to my experience of the last 2 years. Even here in the church, it has been difficult to hold on to the rhythms that normally would carry us through. We've tried very hard to maintain them, but in all honesty, not being able to gather together for much of that time, well, meant that try as we might, it was hard to feel like it was actually Easter or Advent. It was even hard to feel like it was Christmas. that's partly why I think we could all use a summer where we very intentionally let ourselves ease into that slower, more relaxed summer pace that we know and love. A time to slow down, to find time to rest and be restored, to have room in our days to experience the simple joy of being able to do something you really want to do just for the fun of it, or even of being able to just do nothing particular at all. Frankly, I think our reading today is perfect for us right now because for a while this summer, we could all stand to take a page from Mary's book. Today's reading is pretty familiar to anybody who's been hanging around the church for any length of time. It tells us of a time that Jesus was staying at his friend's house, Lazarus, and his sisters, Martha and Mary. And Martha was busy bustling around, making sure their guests had everything they need. But her sister Mary seemed to be kind of oblivious to the social niceties that Martha was so diligently observing. Mary didn't seem to be at all worried about their guests, except for Jesus. She was letting Martha do all the work while she sat at Jesus' feet and listened to him. And her sister, well, let's just say I have some sympathy for Martha. She was rather exasperated at Mary. And when her frustration finally came to the level of a boil, she asks Jesus to intervene, to tell Mary to get up and help her out. Now, before we get into Jesus' response to Martha, I want to suggest something to you. I think that sometimes we can listen to this story and find ourselves identifying with one sister or the other in some way. But I wonder if this is one of those occasions when we, in reality, have elements of both of those sisters in all of us. Maybe we have times when we are more like Martha, busy and dedicated to the task at hand. And then maybe some other times when we're a little more like Mary, we're sitting and enjoying the moment, absorbing all in it that is good. I know that for me personally, there's lots of times I'm quite a bit like Martha, but there are some other days that are a little more Mary-ish for me. Days when I let myself leave the tasks for a while so I can just be. And honestly, I think that there probably are times when both responses are appropriate. It's not wrong to be a Martha. In fact, I think that there might have been some days when Jesus actually applauded Martha, maybe even urged Mary to get up and help. There were certainly days when he kept his disciples busy with kingdom tasks. But this day we've heard about today, it was not one of those days. On this day, setting those tasks aside and spending some time sitting at his feet was apparently the better way. Well, I'm thinking that we could all use a bit of Mary time this summer. And so today I want to do something a little different than I would normally do in a Sunday sermon. Today I want to encourage you to take some time this summer, some Mary time. And I want to share a little tool with you that I hope might help you to do just that. I know that I'm preaching to the choir when I say that it's important for us to be intentional about nurturing our souls. The fact that you are participating in worship on this summer day is proof that you understand the importance of nurturing your faith. But I want to encourage you to think about doing that in ways that go beyond participating in Sunday services. Worship is absolutely important for all of us, but there are more ways than just that to nurture our faith. It can be a really helpful thing to learn how you individually might best do that. Teachers who specialize in what we call spiritual formation, they're the ones who help us to learn how to respond to God and how to nurture that faith we have that we want to grow and deepen. One of the ways that spiritual formation teachers do this is by helping each of us to identify our spiritual pathways. Now, a spiritual pathway is the way that you personally tend to relate to and draw close to God, the most easiest. It feels a bit natural for you. And wonderfully, your pathways are often the way that you probably most easily sense God drawing close to you. It's where you meet God. We call them pathways because they are the way that each of us takes to meet with God more intentionally and more fully. And they aren't the same for all of us. Just as we don't all have the same personality type, we aren't all inclined to connect with God in the same way. What works for me might not be best for you. And while we can all connect with God in more than one way, we often actually each have a preferred pathway, one that can seem to kind of just be part of who we are and how God's created us to be. Because of that, discovering what your preferred pathway is can really help your faith to stay strong and vital. Knowing your pathway is absolutely essential, especially if you're feeling like your faith is wilting a bit. You're looking for some refreshment and some restoration. So this summer, as we seek the rejuvenation that comes with summery rhythms, in addition to setting aside some of the Martha-type work, I want to encourage you to take some Mary time. Learn what your pathway is. And then decide that you're going to intentionally dedicate some time this summer to exploring it, to trying it out, to seeking God through it. You'll find in the description for this week's service on the sermon page of the church website, a list, a document that is a list of the pathways with a very brief description of each. And I encourage you to find that after the service is over. You might look at that list and know right away which pathway is the fit for you. But if you don't, or if you maybe want to explore it a little more fully, there's also a survey that you can do that will help you to figure out which of those pathways fits you best. You can download that survey from the news section of the church website, or you can pop by the church office if you're local and pick up a paper copy. We'll have them available for you. And of course, if you need any help with any of that, please ask me. I would love to help you to discover how you can connect more closely with God. That is wonderful work for me to do. But mostly today, I just want to really encourage you to take some time to slow down and to let summer soak into you. Take some time for you. Take some time for you and God. Make a plan to do regularly whatever you need to do to connect with God, maybe even through your pathway. If your pathway's creation, go for a lovely walk on a beautiful trail, or watch the sun rise or set over the beach, or sit and listen to the birds singing happily in the morning. If, like Mary from our reading, maybe your pathway is the contemplative prayer pathway, then make some time to regularly sit with Jesus like she did, listening for his heart and his words for you. If worship is your pathway, put on your favorite hymn or worship song, and as the saying goes, sing like nobody's listening. Whatever is your preferred pathway, I really encourage you to take some time this summer to explore it. These pathways are wonderful gifts to us. God will meet each of us through them. But he can only do that if we make some time to go. And when we do, we usually discover that he's right there on our pathway, waiting to meet with us as well. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Those of you watching this web service, it's a delight to pray with you. I hope you're having an amazing July and the weather has been kind to you. Let's pray. As we pray, I'm proposing that we pray responsively, and I'm going to finish each section with, "Lord, in your mercy," and you can respond, "Hear our prayer." Thank you, Lord God, for this month of July, for the summer sun and occasional rains, for all the fresh produce, for the beaches and parks, for family visits. Thank you for all the blessings we have showered upon us day by day by day. We ask that you keep us safe as we work and travel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, we give thanks for the witness through Luke's gospel of your teaching and your experiences. Help us to see your face in those we meet. Help us to ask what you would do as we encounter perplexing situations and people. Fill us with wonder. Fill us with grace. Show us how we can do your will, whether as a Mary or a Martha. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, give us eyes to see the beauty of your creation. Broaden our vision for a creation for all generations and for generations to come after us. Bless those who are unable to celebrate your creation at this time because of poor health or depression, perhaps anxiety, grief, and poverty. Move us to become more aware of our surroundings and to respond generously to the suffering. I propose that you name those on your heart today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Spirit, we ask for your inspiration, an inspiration for our leaders locally, nationally, and around the world. We cry out for peace and ask that you guide our leaders into right ways. Show them how to stop wars and torture. Show them how to build coalitions and peaceful compromises. Help our local leaders find a path to approving housing approaches, whether temporary or permanent. And please consider adding your own petitions now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We offer these prayers and our petitions to you, Father, Holy Spirit, Jesus, the three in one. Please join me in saying the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you again, people of St. Stephen's, for your faithful giving to our work and our mission. Would you join me now in praying to dedicate the gifts given this week to God's service? Ever faithful God, accept these gifts, we pray, as a sign of our commitment to your kingdom and our continuing hope that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, in our in-person worship services here at St. Stephen's, we are delighted to be welcoming a number of people into formal membership with the congregation. Would you join me in praying for them together now? Gracious and loving God, we thank you so very much for the gift of trust our old members and our new members place in our congregation. And we ask you to grace us with all that we need to love and encourage and nurture these new members well. We pray for each one that their life as part of our congregation may be rich. And we ask that through it, they may have a sense of you leading them closely, drawing them to know you more, and encouraging each one to take their place in your great story of love and hope more fully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go out into the world to serve God with love. Be ready to laugh with delight at the good news God has to offer you. Make room at your table for unexpected guests. And when the work of discipleship leaves you feeling weary or frustrated, rest in Christ's presence and listen to what he's saying. And may the blessing of God, our Creator, Jesus, our healer, and the Holy Spirit, our life giver, be with you today and always. Amen. And
and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.